It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. What a Bible passage. We would not connect much positivity to this statement, except that it's positively fearful. The word fearful, the Greek word for fearful here, is always used in a negative way. Likewise, the expression for fall into is used negatively. It's not like falling into the arms of the one you love. Three verses before this verse in Hebrews 10:31, the word fearful is used, and the writer there says there is a certain fearful, terrifying expectation of judgment and fiery indignation which will devour the adversaries. So it is a terrifying thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Words like this should make us tremble from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet. Indeed, at the second coming of Christ, there will be many, many, millions upon millions of people who will be terror-stricken at His appearance in the heavens. They will say to the mountains, "Fall on us," and to the hills, "Cover us." In panic, they shall go into holes of the rocks and into caves of the earth from the dread of the Lord and the glory of His majesty when He arises to terrify the earth. For them, falling into the hands of God, the living God, will be indeed a terrifying thing. But now we contrast this with the words of Jesus when He speaks of the hand of God. He says of His sheep, "I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of My hand. My Father who has given them to Me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of My Father's hand." Suddenly, the hand of God no longer appears to be such a frightening thing. So what makes the difference between these two passages? Why in the one is it a comforting thing to think about the hand of God, in the other passage it is a terrifying thing to think about His hand? The difference can be found in the little hamlet of Bethlehem. And there, in a feeding trough, as we approach, we see these two tiny hands reaching up. We want to walk up and put our big finger into that hand so that it closes and grasps with its warm clutch. The difference between the two passages can be found out in the field where parents are bringing their children to Jesus. And He took them up in His arms, put His hands on them, and blessed them. The hands of blessing. Who wouldn't want that? When the sun was setting, all those who had any that were sick with various diseases brought them to Him, and He laid His hands on every one of them and healed them. Healing hands. It seems that everywhere we look during the lifetime of Jesus on earth, we see the hands of God as hands of love. And then comes the day when the enemies of Jesus take His hands, stretch them out, and drive nails through them, impaling Him upon the cross. There He suffered, and there He died. What do you think of those hands? But He was suffering for us, and He was dying for us. And 3 days later, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst of them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. They heard him say, "Peace be with you." And then they looked at his hands. It didn't scare them. They weren't terrified. They were glad. The final sight of the hands of the Lord was near a village of Bethany. And he led them out as far as Bethany and lifted up his hands and blessed them. Now it came to pass while he blessed them that he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. Sometimes it's the last vision that you have of a person that is the one that sticks in your mind. And the one that stuck in their minds as Jesus vanished from their sight was his hands raised up in blessing. What loving hands. Hands that would even reach out to bear the nails of the crucifixion. Would do that so that we would never have to fear the hands of the living God. Yet, does not our passage here say it is a terrifying thing to fall into the hands of the living God? Yes, it does. And yes, it is. But we have learned what the difference is. The difference is Jesus. Jesus, without Jesus, a man will be terrified at falling into the hands of the living God. Because those hands will be seen as hands of wrath, hands that are going to reach out, snatch that person, and cast them into the fires of hell. But with Jesus, we are safe. With Jesus, we see the hands of God as hands of comfort and blessing and healing and salvation. The writer of our text is giving a warning to all who are willing to cast aside Christ for the sake of a life of sin. People who cling to their sins and reject the forgiveness which Christ brought to them through his cross, what more can he say to such people? This is all that the writer could say about them. It's all that was left. Reject Christ, and all that's left is the terrifying anticipation of judgment. But for us, who have experienced and continue to experience the loving hand of God, and even now as you hear these words, his hand of blessing is on you. For us, the hand of the Lord is a hand that heals us from our sinful condition, that a hand that heals us from the disease of death. There is no terror for us. Redeemed, restored, forgiven, we are safe and secure in his loving hands. Jesus is the difference. We pray. Lord Jesus, hold us in your hand. Keep us safe from sin and sinners. And bring us safely through this life to yourself in heaven. Hear us for your name's sake. Amen. Hymn 65, verses 4 and 5.